Tonight, the breaking news, the U.S. strikes Iran, then Iranian drones and missiles intercepted, the situation intensifying. Also breaking a horrific story tonight, a flight instructor jumping from the plane, leaving his student to land the plane on her own. First tonight, the U.S. and Iran. The U.S. has dozens of Iranian drones and missiles have been intercepted in Kuwait and Bahrain, home to several American bases. Martha Raddatz standing by with late reporting. Tonight, that horrific story emerging, the shocking moments on a plane, an instructor jumping from the plane, leaving his young student to land the plane on her own, what she did to save her own life. New images from the NYPD tonight of terrifying moments on the Brooklyn Bridge, saving a woman climbing the support cables. In Maine tonight, the all-out scramble to replace Graham Plattner in the race for Senate. What happens now? Some Democrats in that state furious, saying, did we give up our chance to beat Susan Collins? Tonight, the new and critical hearing in the case against the man accused of killing Charlie Kirk. What a former romantic partner, says Tyler Robinson, said the day after Charlie Kirk was killed. At this hour, we are tracking powerful storms right now in the east. Sam Champion is here with the forecast. Tonight, the mom who said the flu shot killed both of her 18-month-old twins. She railed against vaccines. Tonight, she's now facing murder charges. The nail-biting moment, the father and his two daughters who came face-to-face with a charging bear. What that father did. Tonight, the fiery F-16 emergency, making an emergency landing, then bursting into flames. The images tonight, a deadly fire engulfing a shoe factory, and what we know. On the U.S. coast, two sea lions charging towards swimmers on shore. There's a major recall tonight involving popular eye drops, concern over a foreign substance. And we remember Bonnie Tyler and Total Eclipse of the Heart. And that moment with Bonnie Tyler while we were on the air covering the eclipse.
And me in a split screen with Bonnie Tyler is something I never thought I would witness.
You'll see what she did next tonight, celebrating Bonnie Tyler.
From ABC News World Headquarters in New York, this is World News Tonight with David Muir.